It's Friday, March 18th, 2011 in Oroville. Some news, some announcements, interviews, music, and the weather today. For this region, the sky is hazy, humidity 50 to 75%, easterly winds 11 to 17 kilometers per hour, with a temperature range 25 to 32 degrees Celsius. Listen now to Nuria, who conducts the Oroville Choir. Nuria, she creates a space and atmosphere that brings out the joy and willingness in us to sing together in peace and harmony. So, Nuria, there's a concert this weekend.
Yes, a concert with the choir on Celtic songs, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Okay, the choir consists of how many members?
We are, for this program, we are 40 people, 40 members. Mm. Yeah.
So we have the four sections.
Yeah, sopranos, alto, tenor, and bass. It's about 27, 28 women, and the rest is men. Yeah.
But we'd like to...
But we have a good section of men. They have strong voices.
So it's a wonderful opportunity for real harmony in Oroville, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, for me, choir singing, it's really working on human unity, you know? And this is what I feel every time the choir sings together.
Normally, we have quite a large audience, no?
Yeah. And that's the risk of singing in Pitanga, because the room gets really overpacked, and then we don't have reverb for our voices. But we try our best, and we always succeed. So let's see if next year we have this new building, Kripa, ready, and we can perform there.
Okay.
So this Celtic program, it's all on folk songs from the 18th and 19th century. And the arrangements we sing are modern arrangements done by a German composer, Carsten Gerlitz. I think it's pronounced like this. And it's all a cappella. It's all without instrumental accompaniment, which is much more difficult for the choir to sing musically correct, because there's no support. Mm. All depends on the singers. So it's a great challenge for us. But it's really beautiful, the program. I think it's going to be a super concert.
This weekend's concert will be sung a cappella, by the way, and in this concert, there will be a surprise. In all circumstances of life, you must always be very careful to guard against despair. The habit of being somber, morose, of despairing, does not actually depend on events, but on a lack of faith in the nature. One who has faith, if only even in himself, can face all difficulties, all circumstances, even the most adverse, without discouragement or despair, fighting like a man to the end. That was an extract from a comment from the mother on an aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlaika on microphone in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. If you have comments or questions, feel free to contact us at OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.